Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about the need for more people to take a stand and witness for the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
I want you to understand, I'm just God's messenger. It's God's message. I'm just his messenger. Now, if I must suffer for that message, so be it. But I must have an holy utterance that does not allow anyone to be indifferent to the word of God, and I must speak it boldly. Remember Nehemiah chapter 8, when they read the law? I think it was anywhere from 4 to 6 hours that day. They just read the law to the people. Can you imagine reading Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy? But as they went along, they were giving the tense and the different things of what it meant, the applications of it. The Bible tells us that. And these people saw that they were about to have the judgment of God upon them again after just coming out of captivity if they don't get right with God. But again, in Ezekiel's day before the captivity, God didn't want them to go into captivity. He was looking for a man, and there wasn't a man that would stand. Now, do you fear the government? Is the fear of man that bringeth a snare so great to you that you won't stand for him? Do you fear losing your job? You fear neighbors doing something to your property? Well, that can be daunting. I know that. But when the Bible says ashamed at his appearing, I think that shame will be far greater than what we understand in comparison to being afraid of what people will think if we take a stand, or what we might lose in a job or something else if we stand. A saved person cannot invite others to church and hand out tracts, let alone witness, is the reason for the fall of a country. Don't expect a moral governing body to do something for this country if we are unwilling to bring the glorious gospel of Christ to a lost and dying world. You see, I could imagine that some hearing my voice today, the year having just ended recently, did not invite someone to church at all last year where the gospel was preached. You're not working on it. You know, I think it'd be good. Now, today we say altar. I think they had it better in the older days, call it the mourner's bench, but I think that whatever you call it, to go down to the front of your church when the pastor gives an invitation and fall on your knees and ask God to flood your soul with compassion for his glory, and compassion for lost souls for whom he died, and to lay souls upon your heart and to pray for those souls by name at that altar, and then go out and seek to bring them to Christ, or if they're backslid, to seek to bring them back into a right relationship with the Lord. Oh, my friend, you see, that altar at the end of the preaching time is not just for confessing your sin, although there's nothing wrong with that, confessing your sin to God, and going forward about a sin that may have victory over you and that you're fighting in your life, but it's also good to go up there and pray for souls, pray for your family, pray for others in need. And look, keep that altar hot every week. People say, well, people will think I'm crazy. They thought the Apostle Paul was crazy. You remember the trial there? Felix said, "Thou art mad." And Paul had to assure him, "No, I'm not mad." Even Jesus' mother and children were trying to call him out one day when he was inside teaching because they thought, "He's losing it. He's losing it." So I'm just saying that we need to ask, are you sure that you're the Christian you ought to be? Do you believe that you will not be ashamed at his appearing? Well, you're still breathing. You're still hearing me. So why not do something about it and do something about it today? Oh, you need to get this dealt with. Get it dealt with in your life. Now, if you're not saved, go to my website and look for the Plan of Salvation at centralbaptistocala.org. And there, you follow that out. You can play the audio and just hear how to get saved, or you can go to my booklets and the Plan of Salvation. But we want you to get saved. And so if you're not sure, you're not 100% sure if you died today that heaven's your home, I would encourage you to do that. But now let's keep going here. Now we still have verses 2 and 3 that we want to look at, and let's consider them together. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horsemen lift up both the bright sword and the glittering spear. And there is a multitude of slain, a great number of carcasses, and there's none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses. Oh, what a picture that tells of Nineveh when she fails suddenly. She falls suddenly, and it's over for them in a day. You know, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and other prophets show present situations of a wicked kingdom nearing God's judgment, yet jumping the years of time to show us the tribulation. And so we see that these books, and just like Nahum, they have a primary application, but they also have secondary applications. Now, two passages we see about the last days and the tribulation period mirror the time God is about to judge in Nineveh. For an example, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution," and not might. If you live godly, you shall. But then he says in verse 13, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And that is the way it was in the days of the prophets before the destruction of Nineveh and later of Babylon. And it shall be in the end days. In Revelation chapter 9, verses 20 and 21, as they're getting near the end of the tribulation, these judgments have hit, and the woes, you know, they had the woe of the 200 million army, and they had the woe of the scorpion stinging men. And so at the end of the 9th chapter, he says, "And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk." You ever wondered about that? Why worship something that cannot even talk to me, can't walk on its own, can't even see? He goes on in verse 21 of Revelation 9, "Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries." Sorceries comes from the Greek word pharmakeia, which has the idea of black magic combined with the use of drugs. And you have a drug culture. You've got a murdering culture today. You've got abortion murder culture today, which I believe God calls, since he says life begins at conception, calls it murder. And so you have murders, you have the sorceries, and he says, nor their fornication. Fornication was a general term using the Greek word porneia, which we get our word pornography, to speak of sexual sin of any kind. It could be bestiality. It could be that with animals. It could be homosexuality. Even outside of marriage, it could be adultery. The marriage bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge, Hebrews 13:4 says. So fornication, premarital sex, extramarital sex, would cover any of those sexual sins. Predators, it covers that. And that's the day in which we live today. It just seems those things are all manifested. And so we look at our text. We first see the cause of the noise here in verse 2. The noise of a whip and the noise of the wrestling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. Wow. They're hearing all of that. They're hearing the chariots and the horses and the whips and the running up and down the streets. And so there's the noise of the whip. That noise can be heard as it cracks loudly. It makes them vividly aware that the enemy is not outside the gate, not outside the city walls of which they had such great faith. Oh no, those walls are brought down when God allows a flood of waters to bring them down, as he said that he would do before it happened, by the way. And so he vividly seen there that these things are gone and those walls are down, and now that which they had faith in is destroyed and cast down. And so they hear that noise, the enemy is present, and nothing hinders them. It will be as the remnant of the Jews at the end of the tribulation, when the armies of the world are coming in great noise and fanfare, unhindered, as they drive towards their destination there in the valley. Oh, the valley of Armageddon. Megiddo. Again, as Jeremiah 5:31 says, and they, what will you do in the end thereof? It's a rhetorical question, because the answer is they can do nothing.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible